94.7 The Wave. I'm Pat Prescott, about to talk to somebody who I love and adore, one of the most respected and multifaceted performers in entertainment today. She is not only beautiful and talented, she is super cool, too. Vanessa Williams joining us this morning. How you doing?
Very good. Known you for years, so always so great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, too. And if you didn't know, Vanessa is coming to the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, doing her show there October 12th and 13th. This is a great venue. I love that place.
The venue is amazing, and it's also with the Pacific Symphony. So Ooh. I get a chance to do all my hits with a full orchestra. Rob Mathis, who has produced both of my Christmas albums and a couple other studio albums, is my musical director. So he's done these amazing, beautiful, lush arrangements of, you know, my hits like Save the Best for Last and Colors of the Wind and Dreamin'. And, of course, we'll break it down with some of my R&B hits in between the beautiful strings. But it's always a treat for me to be able to hear my music with a full orchestra behind me.
Yeah, this is kind of your dream setting, I know, with all the different things that you've done. This kind of puts all of it together.
Yeah, and the other perfect part is my baby is now in college, and she literally is, you know, 10 minutes away from the auditorium where she's going to college. So it's also coincides with Parents Weekend, so I'll be able
to do
my parents thing during the day and then perform at night.
Don't you love it when a plan comes together like that?
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen that often. I know you've been juggling motherhood with life on the road for a long time now. And
I've been doing this. My oldest is 31 years. This is the first time in 31 years I haven't had to worry about, like, dropping off or picking up or going to a game or, you know, being at a recital. It's so strange for me.
It's awesome. And so how's your daughter like in college? She just started, right? I saw pictures on Instagram of you
She's
guys.
A freshman over at Chapman in the film,
Dodge
Film Program, and absolutely loves it. And it's a perfect fit for her, and she's I was very impressed with, you know, the orientation program and you know, I was when I left, I was not blue, but I was so happy that she was so well adjusted that I didn't have the tears that I thought I would have.
Yeah, you know, it's a little different now because people are so much closer together, even when you're far away, because there's so many different ways to communicate. I think it makes a difference.
Right. Yes.
You know, we went away to college. You know, it was like, we'll see you in 4 months.
Exactly.
Might talk to you a couple of times.
You called your parents on the payphone maybe once a week, if that.
Exactly. Well, I know you've been super busy. Vanessa Williams is with us on the phone this morning, coming to the Renee and Henry Segerstrom Concert Hall in Costa Mesa, October 12th and 13th with the orchestra. It's going to be an incredible night of music. But I know music is not the only thing you love. You know, I've been stalking you on Instagram and found out that we have something really major in common, and that is a love for tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I go to the Open every year, and I take my classes, my lessons, which I love too, but it's a fantastic. And one of those sports that you can play, you know, until your older years, which I love.
Yeah, that's true. And I see pictures there of you with Katrina some of your other buddies there.
Katrina's done an amazing job. Katrina Adams was the first black and first former player to be the president of the USTA, U.S. Tennis Association. So she actually has done, finishing up her fourth year, and she's just done a superb job. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, she's been making us all proud, that's for sure. Did you happen to be there during the finals this year?
Yes, I was.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those games that it just felt like it was almost deflated at the end of the game. I thought, oh my God, we're going to go five. It's going to be great. And then when it all kind of started going crazy and awry, and then people started booing, and it felt kind of yucky
It did. But my favorite moment, though, was the big hug that Serena gave to Naomi Osaka.
Right. And she said, don't boo. I said, when I won for the first time, I got to enjoy it. Please don't boo her first time. And I thought that was, you know, that showed the champion, you know, mentality that Serena has. And Naomi played her behind off.
She did.
Was phenomenal.
Girlfriend wasn't playing around. And I look forward to seeing what's going to happen next year. So many great players now on the American side, especially the women. I'm really enjoying them a great deal. So any movies and TV and stuff around for you
right
now?
Yeah, I just finished a movie out in L.A. called Bad Hair, which will be out next summer. And it's a horror movie, which is it's
That's
directed and written by a young guy who has a show on HBO called Dear White People, Justin
oh,
Simien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a really, really innovative horror movie. Let's see who's in it. Kelly Rowland, Usher, Lena Waithe.
That's a pretty good cast there.
Yeah, yeah.
And what about your role?
I actually play, of course, a former model who comes into a kind of an MTV type of music video. This takes place back in 1989. And she's got they've got artists like Janet Jackson, Teddy Riley that are basically crossing over into bigger formats. So mm-hmm. her job from corporate is to take a fairly urban show and make it more mainstream. And in the process of that, she has people that work for her get a specific look. And, of course, Zora, who I play, has a long, beautiful weave, and she sends people to her beauty shop to get the same type of look, and that's when it all gets crazy.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
It's called Bad Hair.
Well, I tell you what, you got to come in. Promise you'll come when you're doing promo for
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Come in studio and talk to us about it. But when she's not making movies, she is on stage singing with an orchestra, ever elegant, so talented, one of our favorites. We don't want you to miss Vanessa Williams at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, October 12th and 13th. You got a couple of evenings there where you get a chance to check her out. And just want to thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. And we hope to see you.
Well, thank you, Pat. You're always so great.
Stick around. We got a long set of music coming up for you next.